Polio Register, giving polio survivors a stronger voice. We launched the new National Polio Register in Galway in September at the 50 Plus Expo in the Radisson Blue Hotel, where we had the opportunity to meet many people who were not familiar with Polio Survivors Ireland. We were able to highlight the work that we do to support polio survivors and to ask attendees at the expo to spread the word about the register to family and friends, especially if they knew anyone who had polio. We have been running an advertising and a PR campaign in Galway and will shortly be piloting in Kildare and then nationally. Members do not need to sign up to the register, as we are hoping to make contact and get accurate figures on survivors who are not currently members of the organisation. Most people think of polio as long gone. While thankfully with every child now vaccinated, this debilitating disease is eradicated here. It is thought that around 7,000 people who had polio are still living in Ireland with the impact of the original illness. We are looking for people who contracted polio as babies or young children to sign up to our new National Polio Register, recently launched in Galway, says Fran Brennan, CEO, Polio Survivors Ireland. With more evidence of the need for tailored supports and services for polio survivors, we can advocate and campaign for what is needed now and in the future. Before it was eradicated in the early 1960s, polio struck down many people in Ireland. Many were partially and for some completely paralysed for life. Decades after, many survivors are now experiencing new symptoms known as the late effects of polio or post-polio syndrome, which often require medical advice and treatment. The Polio Register will help create a clearer picture of the number of people affected. This will help us to advise statutory services of the supports needed to help polio survivors. Anyone who had polio, whether they require support now or not, should register to give a stronger voice to all polio survivors in Ireland. The 50 Plus Expo, Dublin and Galway. The 50 Plus Expo in Galway at the beginning of September was the perfect time for us to launch the Galway pilot of our new National Polio Register. With several thousands expected through the doors of the Radisson Blue Hotel, it was a wonderful opportunity for Polio Survivors Ireland to interact with people and highlight the work that we are doing, including the Polio Register. Many of the people we met with had known or knew polio survivors, and we distributed leaflets and also made some of our active retired population aware of the organisation and the needs of polio survivors, which we feel will help encourage volunteering and fundraising. We circulated the event, meeting lots of other groups and businesses that may also interact with polio survivors. We were delighted to get RTE's Sinead Ryan, a well-known journalist, to take a photo with our Polio Register pencil. In October, the expo took place in Dublin in the RDS, just ahead of World Polio Day. What better timing to have a stand at this busy event run by the team behind Senior Times. The footfall on this occasion was even higher than in Galway, and we again mingled with many other organisations to highlight the Polio Register. A boon of the event was having the BBC Antique Roadshow's Eric Knowles at hand to join us in a photo commemorating our new name and World Polio Day. Huge thanks to the volunteers who helped us run the stand at the event, talking to people about polio and Polio Survivors Ireland.